Sussman on KSFO, going where many fear to tread tonight, especially. I can't believe we got into the Clinton's dead friends thing. I didn't make any accusations. I just told you he's got a lot of friends who died in weird ways. That's all I said. Let's hit the lines now at KSFO, 808-5600. This is Alex. Alex, welcome to KSFO. You're on the air.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. Jumping back to Iraq for a minute. Mm-hmm. Last week you said that you thought 10% of the Muslim world wants to kill the infidels. Now, Iraq has a population of 25 million. If we use your numbers, that means 2.5 million people over there want to kill our soldiers. And right now we're having a hard time with an insurgency of about 20,000 people. So I'd love to know, based on your math, how you think we're going to win that war militarily.
Well, let's figure it out. Alex, thanks for the call. I appreciate it on KSFO. Let's talk about that. We are told that there are about over a billion Muslims on this wonderful globe, on this terrestrial ball, okay? If just 10% fall into the fundamentalist group, and I have to back up now, because I truly believe this. I truly believe that the vast majority of Muslims, certainly in America, live in peace. They have somewhat Americanized their faith, primarily because they love materialistic things, and they like money, and they're over here making a living, and they're working hard, etc., and they're enjoying our free market economy. So their faith has been Americanized a bit without compromising the vast majority of their beliefs. But these are people you don't have to worry about. But again, on a global basis, if you have over a billion Muslims, and we're talking about 10% falling into this fundamentalist group, that means we have 100 million fundamentalists. 100 million fundamentalists. Now, if we took one-tenth of that, so essentially, if we took one-tenth of that to see who would want to, you've got the fundamentalists and then you've got the jihadists. So you've got 100 million fundamentalists, and now you've got 10 million jihadists who are ready to die for Allah. That's pretty scary. That's pretty darn scary. And that's what scares me about this entire deal. This is a clash of civilizations. This is the war of our time. We are only scratching the surface. Hey, listen, President Bush gave an honest reply today. Listen to his cut. Play this. This is cut 10-2. Eric, play the president today. Cut 10-2.
I wish I could tell you that the violence is waning and that the road ahead will be smooth. It will not. There will be more tough fighting and more days of struggle.
This is going to go on for the rest of our lives. And, did some of you hear me? Alex, the last caller, did you hear me? This will not end during our lifetime. I can hear you fine. I can always hear you, Eric. Can you hear me? This will never end. This battle in Iraq is going to go on for many years. It will transfer to other parts of the globe. It will probably make it onto our shores at some point in time, probably sooner rather than later. This is not going away. There are too many of these people. Now, how are you going to deal with it? You going to negotiate with these people? They don't respond to negotiation. They don't know negotiation. When their holy book says, fight and slay the unbelievers wherever you find them, there is no negotiation. Historically, you can go back to the 600s. There is no negotiation. They only respect sheer force. Okay, now the website. It's thereligionofpeace.com. It's a great website. It will let you know that since 9/11, and these are very well documented. I've vetted this site quite a bit. It's these people need to be paid, and they're getting donations. 4,473 deadly terrorist acts around the world since 9/11. 4,473. You want to know what happened today? Well, I gave you a little clue. Today's the 13th of the month of March. In Iraq, two killed, one injured. Muslims killed two American security contractors. You didn't even hear about that, did you? Security contractors with a roadside bomb. Today in Iraq, Sunni jihadists killed a police officer's wife and two young children, then shot three other policemen attending the funeral a day later. I've got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Bush didn't lie, Saddam lied, and people are dying as a result of it. You didn't even hear about that one today. A cop's wife was killed, and two young children shot at a funeral. Four U.S. soldiers killed on security duty by two roadside bombs today. You didn't even hear about the other stuff, did you? Oh, they'll tell you about the soldiers. God bless them. God bless their families. They won't tell you about the police officer's wife. Did I say police officer? What? You mean to tell me Iraqi people are trying to defend their own country by joining the police and the military? Oh, it's not just Iraq. India today, four people, including a six-year-old boy, killed, 30 more injured by a bomb planted on a bus by an Islamic group. You didn't hear about that. Here's another one from India today. Islamic militants opened up on a civilian vehicle, killing two, wounding five, including an 18-month-old baby. India today. Islamic hardliners. They killed eight women. They killed two men. Today, India, a man and his son shot to death by radical Muslims. India, today, Islamic rebels raped a Hindu woman before killing her and her son. Bodies left in the forest. That's today. That's today. You can look at this list of Islamic terror for the past 6 months. It will put a chill down your spine. Beheadings, people being killed at funerals. I'm looking here just this last month alone. Iraq, Bangladesh, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Chechnya, Thailand. It's happening all over the world. This is a global fight. To the finish, and only one side is going to win. It's good and evil. And what really, really saddens me is that there are people in this country that believe we are the evil. It's the Sussman Show on KSFO.